Many people, myself, that's the interviewer, included, see the UN's global demographic projections for this century as easily the most consequential planetary change of our era. Broadly speaking, what impact do you see this population surge having on human life as we know it today? Well, humans have already overshot carrying capacity of the planet. We overshot carrying capacity of the planet a long time ago. And before all you human supremacists and communists start yelling at me, yes, overpopulation is a thing, but that doesn't alter the fact that when we talk about overpopulation, we really also have to talk about overconsumption. We're going to break this down a little bit. First off, carrying capacity is the number of beings of a certain species who can live in a certain place forever without harming the land base. So you can have an island that has a carrying capacity of 1,000 deer, and you could have 800 deer live there forever without harming the place. You can temporarily exceed carrying capacity. That's called overshoot. An overshoot leads to something called drawdown, which is where you harm the land base. So if you have this island that can hold 1,000 deer forever, you have 800 deer and that's fine, and then suddenly the predator population collapses. People come in and shoot all the mountain lions. Then the deer population can explode and go to 2,000, 3,000. And the fact that it's increasing from 2,000 to 3,000 doesn't mean it can keep increasing forever. What's happening is that it's increasing at the expense of the vegetation, who is the long-term source of food for the deer. And so when you exceed carrying capacity, you cause drawdown, which means you permanently reduce the land's capacity to carry you. So you can shoot up to 2,000 deer, but as you're doing that, you're moving the permanent carrying capacity from 1,000 down to 900, down to 800, down to 700. So when there is a collapse, the collapse will be that much worse. And so that's step one. Step two is that humans using a lot of technology changes the equation a little bit in that it makes it so that we are better able to exceed the local carrying capacity, which means destroying the land base. And those of us who are more highly technologized destroy the land base even more. So it's really sort of a little equation. The harm to the planet, or the harm to the carrying capacity, is your population times your technological capacity to destroy the land. Which is, you know, we can talk about how plows are useful for agriculture, but really what that's talking about is the technological capacity. The plow is a piece of technology designed to destroy the land base, designed to destroy the land base by converting it into solely human use. And that will work for a while, but it doesn't increase carrying capacity. It allows you to temporarily exceed carrying capacity, and it makes the crash, when it comes, that much worse. And so, yes, there are more humans on the planet than the planet can support. And yes, humans from industrialized nations cause more harm than humans from non-industrialized nations. Both of those are true. So you can drop that bullshit dichotomy of saying that because we acknowledge there are more humans on the planet than the planet can support, then that means that you hate poor people. That's just a cheap attempt to avoid looking at the real issues, frankly. Because the truth is, we have exceeded carrying capacity. You know, all of my work is based on one simple notion, which is that this way of living cannot go on forever. And when it crashes, I would prefer that the world be in better shape rather than worse. That's it. And so, broadly speaking, what impact do I see this population surge having on human life as we know it today? What I do know is that on every level, almost everyone in this culture is in complete denial about the health of the planet, the state of the health of the planet. And in fact, most people don't care about the health of the planet. And so they will continue to, depends on whether you want to blame numbers of one sort or blame numbers of another sort, they will continue to increasingly technologize the planet, and they will increasingly continue to have babies. Because we are not as smart as worms. Worms, when you limit their food supply, they limit the number of babies they have. I cannot say the same for us. And so what do I see? What impact do I see population and technology surge having on human life as we know it today? Well, I'm going to drop off the word human because we're the ones causing it. What I see is that in the last 50 years, wildlife populations have gone down by 50%. And I just read a couple days ago that freshwater megafauna have gone down by something like 80% in the last 20 or 30 years. And that's all just going to continue. The earth will continue to be destroyed. This is what happens when you are in overshoot. And every cell in my body wants for us to have a voluntary transformation to a sane and sustainable way of living where, you know, right now more than half of the children in the world are not actively wanted. So give women absolute reproductive freedom. We've got overpopulation solved in a heartbeat. Well, not in a heartbeat, in 20, 30 years. But that can't happen, A, because of Abrahamic religions where men control women's bodies. And it also can't happen because capitalism requires ever-increasing markets. So we have to defeat both Abrahamic religions and the economic incentives for growth. So what impacts do I think this will have? It'll continue to increasingly kill the planet until the planet can no longer support the planet's dismantling process by this culture causes it to collapse this culture. And, you know, I've used this metaphor before, but it's just so apt that the thing about when I was a kid and my mom was going to clean my room and she asked me to clean my room and I said no. And she asked me to clean my room and I didn't do it. And she asked me to clean my room and I didn't do it. And finally she said to me, okay, fine. If your room isn't clean by dinner time, I'm going to clean it and you're not going to like it because I'm throwing everything away. And it's the same with the natural world. We can solve this problem. We could stop inventing gadgets that destroy the planet, and we could voluntarily have fewer children, or we can let the world take care of it. So one more thing I want to say about that. When this culture crashes, the very, very poor on the planet are not going to be the ones worst affected. And the reason I say that is because 15 years ago, I asked Anuradha Mittal, former director of Food First, if the people of India would be better off if the global economy disappeared tomorrow, and she laughed and said, of course, because there are former granaries of India that now export dog food and tulips to Europe. And I mentioned before that my mom liked to travel a lot, and she went to Africa, and she was appalled at the huge lima bean farms that were going in to export lima beans to Europe and in Africa. And if you take away those transnational corporations' ability to steal land for the wealthy, then a lot of the very poor will go back to how they were surviving for 10,000 years, which is through subsistence farming. And so what impact do I see that population surge having on human lives, you know, today? Oh, think about any dystopian, you know, Blade Runner or anything like that. And people will get crazier too. You know, I've talked before about how John Livingston would talk about how humans are not particularly violent in that. He said, if you pack rats in as tight as humans are in big cities, for comparative size, or if you pack any other mammal in that tightly, there would be blood flowing in the streets every night. We're not meant to live like that. So I also see a lot more craziness, a lot more manifesting all through the culture in every way, including through its epistemologies, its sociologies, its philosophies. People will go increasingly nuts. It will be manifested through its art, which will be increasingly crap. There's a line from Joanne Rand's song, Koyaanisqatsi, about what it'll be like. She's talking about after civilization crashes, but I think it's what civilization will be like in, as it goes forward. People flopping around like rats in a flood, feeding on the other guy's guts and blood. And I think I don't see anything good in that future.